This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Roger's stomach began to hurt a few minutes after 5 on a Friday afternoon. He called his doctor's office, but all he got was the familiar recording telling him to call 911 or go to the emergency department if he had a true emergency. Otherwise, he was instructed to call back Monday morning after 8. The problem was Roger didn't know if he had a medical emergency. He stopped to ask himself, is a medical emergency determined by the severity of the pain or by the cause of the pain? Well, he took some aspirin and tried to go to sleep. Saturday morning, after a generally sleepless night, he called the office of his wife's doctor, which had a similar recording. His wife then insisted that they head to the emergency department at a nearby hospital. When they arrived, they were told that the wait would be 6 to 8 hours. But why is it that doctors keep bankers' hours? Many people find it difficult to get to the doctor during the workday. They would prefer an evening or weekend appointment. Yet few American primary care physicians offer after-hours care on nights and weekends. This is compared to, say, 95% who offer after-hours care in the United Kingdom and the Netherlands. Well, over half of all emergency department visits occur between 5 in the afternoon and 8 in the morning or on weekends. It turns out that many problems that bring people to the emergency department are normally managed by primary care providers, including Roger's stomach pain. It is not surprising that a recent study published in the journal Health Affairs reports that emergency room usage is significantly lower when people have access to after-hour services from their primary care provider. The same study also reports that people with access to after-hours care report higher levels of satisfaction with their care. And according to a UC Davis study of over 30,000 people, those who have regular access to doctors through extended office hours have lower health care costs and are less likely to require hospitalization. It turns out it wasn't just fewer emergency room visits and hospitalizations, but because their doctors knew them, they were able to order fewer expensive drugs, blood tests, x-rays, and other procedures commonly ordered in the emergency department. Well, Roger left the emergency room before he was seen. He called his doctor Monday morning, and it required some assertiveness on his part to get them to fit him in the next day. Clearly, things need to change, and doctors just may need to have to change their work hours and their mindset. This may be one of the many positive changes in our healthcare system triggered by the implementation of Obamacare. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.